Parshas Truma starts with the word Truma stated three times. V'ikholi Teruma, Tikhu es Trumasi, V'zois ha-Teruma. And Rashi explains that these three words Truma are alluding to three different donations that were given to the Mishkan. In the month of Tishrei, in the first year in the Midbar, after Moshe came down from Har Sinai, Hashem commanded Moshe to count Klal Yisrael in order to know how many remained after the deaths that occurred because of Klal Yisrael worshipping the Egel. Each person was commanded to give a half a shekel for the count, and the money was used for the Adonim, the silver sockets of the Mishkan. 7 months later, they were commanded to be counted again, on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, 1 month after the erection of the Mishkan. There too, everyone was commanded to give a half a shekel. That money was used for the Karbanos. And then there were also donations to the building of the Mishkan, where people gave gold, silver, copper, and other materials needed for the building of the Mishkan. There, everyone contributed, each one according to his heart's desire. There was no set amount how much each person had to give. And that is the reason why it says Truma three times, alluding to the Trumas Machzis HaShekel used for the Adonim, the Trumas Machzis HaShekel used for the Karbonos, and the third, Nidvas Kol Echor VeEchor, donating the materials for the Mishkan. Reb Zalman Soroskin in his Sefer Oznayim LaTorah says that there once reached a point where the yeshivas in Poland were unable to pay their basic necessities. And Reb Zalman gave a speech appealing to the Tzibor to help this dire situation. After Reb Zalman finished his appeal, someone approached him and said that Reb Meir Shapiro had just recently succeeded raising money to build a magnificent building to house his yeshiva in Lublin. So why do you, Reb Zalman, struggle so much to raise your funds? Reb Zalman responded that the answer lies in Rashi in this week's parsha. Why, with regard to the donations of the materials of the Mishkan, no mandatory donations were necessary. Everyone gave what they wanted. However, when it came to the Karbanos, there was a mandatory amount of a half a shekel that each person had to give. What was the difference between the Karbanos and the materials of the Mishkan? And Reb Zalman answered that Hashem recognized that when it comes to collecting funds to put up a beautiful building, people are quick to donate. But when additional funds are needed to maintain the building, the money supply suddenly dries up. And so we find, when it came time to build the Mishkan, in just a few days, the donations were more than enough. As the pasuk says, Marbim ha'om lahavi. The people exceeded in bringing their donations. However, Hashem understood, were it not for the mandatory half shekel that everyone gave for the Karbanos, there would not be sufficient funds for the Karbanos, by just relying on ish masha nodvoi liboy, because people are not so quick to give money for the day-to-day running of the Mishkan. And with this, Reb Zalman answered that Reb Meir Shapiro was collecting money for a building where people are quick to contribute. They can dedicate a room, an entrance, inscribe their name on it. There's a covet factor, and therefore it was easier for him to raise the funds. However, he said, I'm raising money for the day-to-day running of the yeshiva, the heat, the electricity, the maintenance, that is much more challenging to encourage people to contribute to. Just like we saw the difference between the donations for the Karbanos, where a set amount was necessary, and the donations of the structure of the Mishkan, where they were able to rely on ish masha nodvoi liboy. The second word for this week is that there is a well-known bracha that people give to a chassan and kala, and that is der zivug zol oyle yofezayn, which literally means that the match should be one that goes up well. What is the meaning of this bracha? And the Sabra Rebbe explains that we find that the word oile is used in connection to the gematria of a word or phrase. For example, one will say the gematria of a certain word is oile, is equal to this and this number. The gematria of the word yofe, yud fe he, equals 95. The Sefer Achinuch, who discusses the reasons for the Tariag mitzvahs, lists the mitzvah of this week's parsha, Va'osuli Migdosh V'shochati B'Seichom, as mitzvah number 95. Therefore, says the Satmar Rebbe, the bracha of the zivug zal oile yofezayin means that this zivug, this couple, should be oile in gematria, should be equal in gematria to the word yofa, 95. They should be zoicha to build a Migdosh Ma'at in their bias, and be zoicha to the 95th mitzvah of Va'osuli Migdosh V'shochanti B'Seichom. Their home should be a Migdosh Ma'at, where Hashem Shechina will dwell. Der Zivog, this union, should be oile, should be equal to Yofeh, the 95th mitzvah.